kwakuyisikhathi sembiko yenu.
Awu sanibonani, sanibonani kustudio 7 okhulumayo uJay Moya. Kulamazwi akhulume nguCharamba. Sisazibuza ngokuthi le nto ayikhulumayo mayesithi iMDC ingeki wine, utshengisa ukuthi vele bahlala beRobha, utshengisa ukuthi bahlala beRobha kuZanu-PF. Kumele amazwi akhe lawa siwananzelele. Madayiva afunda phansi bantu beZimbabwe, siyohlupheka iminyaka eminingi kakhulu ngabantu labo. Into le abayikhulumayo yisotsi abasenzayo kuZanu-PF. Wayethi iMDC ngeke iwine, even iwinile vele bengeke bevume ukuthi ibuse. Amazwi lawa sibuhlungu ngento ayikhulumile, and into le kumele siyinanzelele.
Sanibonani emsakazweni, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthola umsakazo okwazi ukuthi usakaze ungathathi inhlangothi. Lokho siyakubonga kakhulu. Kodwa bese ngisuka lo mbuzo nje ukuthi singapha e-South Africa sikhala kakhulu ngendaba yama-passport. Izolo ngengezwa liyithinta kancane indaba enza izolo, kodwa ngase ngisala ngingayitholanga impendulo ngoba anitholanga ukuthi nike lathinta wona umnyango okahulumeni waseZimbabwe ngalo ukuthi badinge indaba ye-passport, ngoba iyahlukumeza kakhulu. Uthole ukuthi amafomu ngapha bawathatha abantu imali bafike ngale futhi ukuthi bakhiphe enye futhi imali eningi. Leyo mali abantu abaningi abangakwazi ukuyithola. So ukuthi uhulumeni angale ithini indaba ye-passport, bayayilungisa ngokwehlisa i-passport ume vele i-passport kahle kahle ayikho, ngoba ngapho ungathola ukuthi noma kunini kungathiwa ama-permit asekhona kodwa umuntu kalayo indlela ye-passport. So besicela ukuthi kele sithindele umnyango ohulumeni ngale ukuthi kuhamba kanjani indaba ye-passport. Hhayi, siyabonga kakhulu okhulumayo uThembela Ndudumo lapha eJohannesburg lapha.
Sanibonani bafakazi beStudio 7 kunye labalaleli beStudio 7 umhlaba wonke jikelele. Siyakholisa izindaba zeStudio 7, indaba ezinhle, indaba ezimnandi ezingaphungulwanga ezikhishwa njengoba ziyizo zona. Thanda ukuphawula ngodaba lolo kuthiwa umnankakho awehlangana lezinduna kukhulumiswana ngendaba yegugula undi. Uhlangana kwakhe lezinduna wayezohlangana labangani bakhe, abezohlangana labangani bakhe ngoba izinduna sezalungiswa ukuba zibe ngezephathi. Kukati induna kumele zimele abantu, zingathathi uhlangothi. Emakhaya yathola induna yizo ezikhambenila iZANU-PF, yizo ezethusela abantu esigabeni ngenxa yokuthi zinkokheli. Induna zilaleleka zizwakale. Akula nto izinduna ezizayikhuluma ngendaba yegugurawundi. Indaba yegugurawundi kumele kukhulunywe zi-organization ezizimeleyo, hatshi abangani bakarhulumente. Abantu abazakhuluma bakhululeke, bakhululeke ophuma enhliziyweni zabo. Bese ngibuya kuba balwana futhi yena umehluko phakathi kweZimbabwe leZambia yikuthi iZambia i-Liberation Party kudala yadliwa eZambia, yumehluko weZimbabwe leZambia. Kukati eZimbabwe lakho iZANU-PF kudala yadliwa i-Opposition Party, yalukuphuma umgaro kudala wadliwa nguTsvangirai. Walukuphuma feyafeya, walukuphuma wajela ukhetho waluphindwe. Abantu benyanya ngoba abantu babekwazi abakuvoteleyo ukuthi Tsvangirai winile. Wathi yena uzavota kuphela, wagijima eseyedwa irirani umnyaka lwana, likhumbule khona lokho. Hhayi, iZANU bakithi hhayi, kuthiwa lisenzima abantu ekhaya, kuthiwa lisenzima abantu eCholocho, imadalinja khuluma ngisegosi.
Walubonani balaleli beStudio 7 nabasakazi beStudio 7, le ndoda ekhulumayo Lupane eJabiwa eGhana. Why umnankagwa engaqalanga wezwa wathatha uvo lwabantu egijimela ezinduneni? Ngoba ezinye izinduna vele zidla naye, hayi zonke, ezinye izinduna zidla naye vele seziphunziwe. Why engizange wezwa abantu ukuthi bona abantu bathini ngaleyo ndaba evele eyikha phezulu egijimela ezinduneni ngendaba ye-Gugurawund? Angithi abantu ngabantu abahlukumezekayo. So why should ukuthi yena egijime ekhuluma nezinduna engaqalanga wezwa wangena emphakathini wezwa umphakathi ukuthi wona umphakathi uthini, umphakathi ukhala ngani? Ngoba abantu kwamanje lonke besafuna iy'mpendulo, selokhu kunemibuzo elonke ikhona, imibuzo yakhona elonke ingaphendulwa. ezamukelekayo ngendaba yayo le ground. Sekuthe namhlanje umnankakho sekagijimela ezintuleni engaqalanga wangena emphakathini wezwa ukuthi umphakathi uthini ngendaba ye-ground. Siyazi phela ukuthi abanye abasiphethe lapho ezintuleni vele kukhona vele abangafunzwa ukuthi indaba yakhona bayiphathe kanjani. Kodwa kumphakathi ophansi angeke umnankakho ayeve abafunze ukuthi indaba ye-ground ibaphethe kanjani. Bazokhuluma lokhu okusezinhliziyweni zabo, lokhu okusemqondweni yabo, hayi indaba yokufuza.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318.